He hails from a remote island in western Japan, but he carries the hopes of many of his countrymen that he can restore the nation's pride in the sumo ring. Okana Umi is only 23, but his rise through the ranks of sumo is big news in Japan. That's because this ancient tradition is increasingly becoming the preserve of foreigners. The sport's only two grand champions are Mongolian, and its ranks are increasingly swelling with outsiders. And then there's the scandals, the recent sacking of one Japanese wrestler for smoking marijuana, and the apparent accidental killing of a sumo apprentice by his stablemates 2 years ago. But on his island home, Okana Umi's promotion to the elite divisions is a cause for celebration and hope. From Tokyo, our North Asia correspondent Mark Willacy reports.
Nothing much ever happens on Okanoshima. So on the rare occasion a local makes it big on the mainland, the whole island celebrates. Today they're cheering the name of Fukuoka. Well, his new sumo name is Okana Umi. Since being promoted to the elite divisions of this ancient ritual, the 23-year-old has kept with tradition by taking a new name, one that invokes his home island of Okanoshima. I'm honoured to be named after my home island, says Okana Umi. I'm grateful that everyone back there supports me, he says. This tiny island is certainly brimming with pride. It's the first time in 51 years they've had a wrestler in the professional ranks. I hope Okana Umi will work hard and become a grand champion one day, says this islander. While Okana Umi's rise is big news on the island, it's also made the national TV news and headlines in Japan's biggest selling newspaper. Why, you might ask? Well, sumo may be a uniquely Japanese ritual, but these days it's dominated by hefty foreigners. There's Russians, a Georgian, a Bulgarian, even an Estonian, and the only two grand champions are Mongolians. So the Japanese press is keen to talk up the prospects of a homegrown hero. At Okana Umi's first press conference, one fawning reporter tells the wrestler he's very good looking. Okana Umi's trainer, or stable master, Hokuto Umi, replies that his young charge loves to hear compliments like that. It makes me envious, jokes the stable master. But success in sumo isn't about being a pretty boy, he adds. But Okana Umi is more than just a pretty boy. He's also a pretty good wrestler. At his last tournament, he finished with a perfect record, 7 wins from 7 bouts. At only 23, and at an imposing 188 centimetres and 145 kilograms, this is a young man with a big future. Many Japanese sumo have been written up as future champions before, only to fall at the feet of foreign challengers. A lot of people are barracking for me, and I'm grateful, says Okana Umi. My task now is to strive to be the best, he says.
Mark Willacy reporting from Tokyo.